我们还是再读一次祷告文啊，记录在马太福音第六章。
Let's read the Lord's Prayer again in Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
In Matthew chapter 6.
第九节。
From verse 9.
所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Verse 9, this then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
第十节，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Then your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
十一节，我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
11, give us today our daily bread.
十二节，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
12, forgive our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors.
十三节，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿们。
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
好，我们知道主耶稣教导我们啊，要这样的祷告。
For we know the Lord Jesus has taught us to pray in such a manner.
我们说呢，这样的祷告文呢，就好像是啊，圣经的一个浓缩的版本。
And we know that this prayer is just like the concise version of the entire Bible.
它可以呢，在这个祷告文呢啊的内容，就几乎把圣经的主题全部都包括在里面了。
So the contents of this prayer is already covered the entire contents of the Bible.
那我们今天要查考的是免我们的债。
And today we'll study about forgive us our debts.
因为呢，债就是我们的罪。
Because our debts is just like our sins.
我们呢，每一个人啊都有罪。
For each of us have sins.
那罪就是从亚当夏娃进入这个世界。
And sins came from Adam and Eve, and then that's how it entered into the world.
那么犯罪的人就成为罪的奴仆。
And those who are sinners are just like a slave of the sin.
我们都会受到罪的捆绑。
And we'll all be restricted by sin.
所以呢，我们就失去了自由。
And because of that, we lose our freedom.
最后呢，罪的结局就是死亡。
And the conclusion of sin is death.
但是主耶稣他啊，是从天上来到这个世界，就是要来拯救我们脱离罪的捆绑。
For Lord Jesus came on earth is to rescue us from this restriction of sin.
让我们的罪得到赦免。
So that our sin can be freed.
我们就得到自由。
And then we can have freedom.
我们就不再啊受罪的捆绑啊成为奴隶。
And we'll no longer be restricted by sin and not becoming a slave of sin.
所以呢，这句祷告文的话说，免我们的债，其实就是我们整个信仰的基础。
So in this verse it says, "Forgive us our debt." This is the foundation of our faith.
也是我们说到了主耶稣的救赎，最主要的目的就是要来赦免我们的罪。
And the reason why we have received salvation from Lord Jesus is to forgive our sin.
那我们呢、啊、在受洗的时候、啊、得到主耶稣的、啊、用他的宝血来洗去我们的罪。
And when we baptized, the blood of Lord Jesus had washed our sins away.
所以呢，在祷告文这句话说免我们的债、啊、其实就讲到我们的、啊、第一个含义，就讲到我们受洗 的意义跟目的。
So here when it says forgive us our debt, it talks about the meaning of our baptism.
所以我们都接受洗礼。
So we all have to receive baptism.
我们知道这个洗礼呢，啊，就是耶稣的宝血来洗去我们的罪。
And we know that when we receive baptism is when Lord Jesus used his blood to wash away our sins.
所以主耶稣告诉门徒要往普天下去传福音给万民听。
So that's why Lord Jesus said that you have to preach the gospel to all nations.
就叫万国的人、啊、都能够来受洗。啊、信而受洗必然得救。
So that all nations can believe, baptize, and be saved.
如果不信的就要被定罪。
And for those who do not believe will be condemned.
所以这就是受洗的目的，就是要赦免我们的罪。
So this is the reason why we need to receive baptism is to wash away our sins.
所以呢，我们今天呢、啊、传福音啊，都要劝人赶快来接受洗礼。
So when we preach the gospel, we have to tell the other person to receive the baptism as soon as possible.
啊，要赦免我们的罪，我们才能够成为神的儿女。
When we receive the baptism, then our sins will be washed away. Then we can become the children of God.
但是呢，在啊要受洗，一定要先认罪。
But before we get baptized, we first have to admit our sins.
所以彼得呢，在五旬节的时候啊，他们领受圣灵，然后他对犹太人来传福音。
So in the Pentecost, Peter preached the gospel to the Jews.
啊，他啊，对，传了福音之后，那些众人都感到扎心。
And when he preached the gospel to the Jews, they all felt cut in the heart.
他们呢, 就问彼得说, 我们当怎样行呢?
So they asked Peter, what should we do now?
那彼得就告诉他们, 第一个要先悔改。
So Peter told them, first, you have to repent.
我们请看, 使徒行传第二章,
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
37节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 37.
使徒行传第二章37节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 37.
众人听见这话，觉得扎心。 就对彼得和其余的使徒说：“弟兄们，我们当怎样行啊？”
37. When the people heard this, they were cut to their hearts and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?"
38节，彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。”
38. Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Christ Jesus, and for the forgiveness of your sins." As you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，众人都听到彼得的讲道，觉得扎心。
So when everyone heard about Peter's sermon, they felt cut in their hearts.
然后我们就问说，弟兄们，我们当怎样行才能够得救啊？
So they asked, brothers, what shall we do to be saved?
我们已经犯罪了，我们把主耶稣钉在十字架上了。
And they said they have sinned and they have crucified Jesus on the cross.
那现在要怎么办呢？
So what shall we do now?
彼得就对他们说，个人都要悔改。
So Peter said to them, every one of you have to repent.
然后要奉耶稣的名受洗,
and also be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
叫你们的罪得到赦免,
so that you will have the forgiveness of your sins.
所以第一个呢, 要先悔改, 啊, 就是要认罪。
So the first thing you should do is repent. It means that you have to admit your sins.
因为呢, 人啊, 一定要认识自己的罪。
Because a person has to understand and admit their sins.
然后呢, 啊, 就好像是个病人一样, 他要知道自己生病了，他才会去找医生，才会去做医疗，各样的行为。
Just like a person who is ill, once he realizes that he's ill, then he will look for a doctor and try to get therapy.
如果一个病人，他认为他没有病，我们劝他去找医生，他会说，他不需要，因为他认为他没有病。
If a person thinks he's not ill, then he doesn't think he needs to see a doctor because he has nothing to worry about.
所以呢，病人必须先认识自己的病，他才会去找医生。
So that's why a sick person first has to understand his own sickness before he would go see a doctor.
同样的，一个罪人必须要认识自己的罪，他才会去寻找罪的赦免。
And similarly, a sinner will first have to admit he has sinned before he could find a person to remove his sins.
因此呢, 首先呢, 一定要先认识自己的罪。
First, you have to acknowledge your own sin.
那我们呢, 人的罪, 啊, 是从亚当夏娃开始的。
And as a human, the sin came from Adam and Eve.
我们就会想哦, 亚当夏娃, 原来是神所创造的, 啊, 一对, 啊, 男女夫妻。
And we know that Adam and Eve is a couple that is created by God.
他们被创造的时候, 他们具备有神的形象。
And when they were created, they were created in the image of God.
所以他们被创造的时候是没有罪的。
So when they were created, they were sinless.
神只有告诉他们一条, 啊, 命令,
and God only told them one commandment.
叫他们, 啊, 不可以吃, 分别善恶树上的果子。
And God told them, do not eat the fruit of the tree of good and evil.
我们请看创世纪第二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章十五节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 15.
第二章十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。
15. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it.
16节, 耶和华神吩咐他说, 园中各样树上的果子你可以随意的吃。
16. And the Lord commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden.
17节, 只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃, 因为你吃的日子必定死。
17. But you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat it, you will surely die.
神啊, 把亚当安置在伊甸园里面, 叫他修理看守。
So God placed Adam in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it.
所以这也是神对人类啊一个安排给予他的责任。
And this is the arrangement and also the responsibility God has given to man.
而且给他丰富的食物。
And God also gave him abundant food.
园中各样树上的果子，你都随便都可以吃，要吃多少都可以。
So Adam was allowed to eat any fruit from any trees in the garden.
但是只有一棵树上的果子不可以吃。
But only he was not allowed to eat from one of the trees.
那棵树呢，就称为是分别树上啊，分别善恶树上的果子，不可以吃。
And he must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
因为吃的日子必定死。
For when he eats, he will surely die.
这是神对亚当唯一的一条命令。
And this is the only commandment God has given to Adam.
而当时呢，亚当啊，他还是一个人，那时候夏娃还没有被创造出来。
And that was Adam only by himself, for Eve was not created yet.
那从十八节以下啊，才啊，神又从亚当的肋骨啊，造了一个女人带到他面前。
So from verse 18, we can see that God created a woman from a rib.
那当然，亚当就会把神的命令也告诉夏娃。
And of course, Adam would tell the commandment of God to Eve.
那么夫妻两个人就在伊甸园里面快乐的生活啊，身上是赤身肉体的，可是却不觉得羞耻。
So the husband and wife they live happily in the Garden of Eden, even though they were naked, but they don't feel shame.
因为他们没有犯罪。
Because they were not. They did not commit sin.
他们是没有罪的羞耻。
And they had no sin. That's why they don't feel any shame.
所以那时候是快乐的啊，过生活。
So that's why they lived happily.
可是呢，到第三章呢，啊，这个蛇啊，啊，就是撒旦，他就不甘心了。
In chapter 3, now the serpent, and which who is Satan, he was not happy.
他就来引诱夏娃。
He was there to tempt the Eve.
啊，他就对夏娃啊说呢，你们的啊。神啊，是不是啊？吩咐说不可以吃所有树上的果子吗
？So he talked to Eve and he said, "Doesn't your God say that you must not eat from any tree in the garden?"
为什么蛇会用这句话啊来问夏娃呢
？So why did the serpent ask Eve in such a manner?
如果神啊真的啊说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子，那么他们不能吃果子，那他们要吃什么？会饿死啊
？Because if God said you cannot eat any fruits, then they will be starved to death because they could not eat anything.
所以其实蛇的这个问话呢，是一个诡诈的问题。
So you can see the questions or the way that the serpent asked the question was very cunning.
因为不可能啊，不能吃所有树上的果子，因为这样会饿死啊。
Because it is impossible to eat none of the fruits from the trees.
可是呢，蛇为什么要这样问？
But why did the serpent ask in such
manner? 他这样问呢啊的动机就是要引起夏娃啊。想要跟他说话，想要跟他解释。
So his intention was to start a conversation and get an explanation from him.
所以呢，夏娃就中了诡计了，中了他的圈套了。
And Eve fell into his trap.
所以呢，他就对蛇说：“没有啊，我们树上的果子都可以吃。”
And Eve said, "No, we can eat any fruit from any trees."
但是我有那棵树上的果子是不可以吃的。
But only we cannot eat fruit from that tree.
啊、而且神还说呢，不可以吃，也不可以摸、啊、免得你们死亡。
And God even said, "You cannot touch or you cannot eat, otherwise you will die."
啊，原来神呐、啊、只对夏啊亚当说啊不可以吃。
But God only told Adam, "You cannot eat that fruit."
但是现在夏娃了增加了另外一个规定，说不可以摸。
But now Eve she added by saying that you cannot touch it.
因为这就是夏娃啊，她啊想要。啊、就把神的规定呢、啊、增加了一部分、啊、这样的话他就更不会去违背这个命令了。
But she added another layer to God's commandment so that she make sure she will keep to that commandment.
如果连摸都不能摸的话，他更不可能去吃了。
So if you're not allowed to touch it, of course you will not go and eat it.
所以不可以摸呢，本来是要让不可以吃的规定啊，可以遵守的更彻底一点。
So if you don't touch it, it means that you will be restricted to yourself by not eating the fruit.
可是呢，多了这么一句话呢，反而露出了他心中对神的某一些不满。
But by saying this, not do not touch it, it kind of show how she was unsatisfied or yeah, unsatisfied.
因为这是夏娃自己增加的。
Because that line was added by Eve.
她增加的不可以摸这句话。代表了他对神的规定呢，已经有一点不满的心理。
And the fact that she added this line shows that inside her there was a part that she was not happy with God's arrangement.
因为他说了啊，不可以吃啊，不可以摸，免得你们死呢。 这些话都是神说的。
Because she said, God said to me, you must not eat from the fruit, eat the fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden. You must not touch it, or you will die.
神也说了不可以摸啊，他把这个不可以摸也把它加在是神的话里面。
And she even put it into God's mouth by saying that you cannot touch it.
神这么神真的说了不可以摸吗
？Did God actually say you cannot touch it?
当然没有。
Of course not.
可是呢，他说这句话是神说的，那代表他对神的啊的这种规定呢，已经有点不满了。
But she said that God said you cannot touch it, so it shows that she was not satisfied with God.
如果神真的说了你们不可吃也不可以摸，那表示呢，这个神啊真的是严格到啊，非常的啊像暴君一样啊这样的一种。这样的一种形象。
So if God truly said you cannot touch it nor you can eat it, and it shows that God is a very strict God.
因此呢，啊，他露出对神的不满。
So from here you can see that she was not happy with God.
那另一方面也是对于神的话没有啊真正的啊百分之百的忠实。
And in other ways, she's also not 100% faithful to the words of God.
神所说的话只有说不可以吃。
But God only said you cannot eat it.
可是夏娃却多了不可以摸这句话加在神的身啊的话语里面。
But Eve added to God's mouth by saying that you
cannot touch it. 而多了这句话就代表神啊夏娃对神的话并没有百分之百的去遵守啊去啊把它维护。
And since Eve had added this line, it shows that she is not 100% compliant to God's words.
这也是啊，夏娃会犯罪的其中一个原因。
And that is one of the reasons why God sinned.
所以呢，我们从啊蛇跟夏娃的开始的对话，其实就成为他犯罪的一个啊一个开始。
So the conversation between
夏娃跟蛇啊。蛇的对话就成为犯罪的开始。
So from the conversation between the serpent and Eve, and that is actually the beginning of the sin.
今天啊，我们如果不要跟这个撒旦魔鬼跟他有任何的接触啊，任何的对话，我们就不会去犯罪。
If today we have no contact or no conversation with Satan, then we will not even sin.
今天夏娃就是因为跟啊蛇跟这个撒旦有了接触的机会。
And today, Eve, she had this opportunity to get in touch with Satan.
有了这个对话，所以就造成她以后可以啊，就会犯罪了。
And because she started this conversation, and that started her to sin.
所以今天呢，我们呢一定要保守自己呢，在啊神的啊圣洁范围里面。
So today we have to preserve ourselves and make sure that we are pure.
我们绝对不要啊靠近撒旦魔鬼的领域。
For we cannot get close to the temptation of Satan.
撒旦魔鬼呢？啊，他的那种犯罪啊，各种引诱啊的机会呢，很厉害。
For Satan, he created a lot of opportunities for us to fall into sin.
啊，我们如果以为自己很坚强，我一定可以战胜撒旦魔鬼各样的引诱。
If we think that we are so strong and we think we are able to overcome all these challenges,
到最后呢，我们真的会失败。
And at the end, we will surely fail.
就像啊，夏娃，她以为她跟这个撒旦的对话没有问题，结果最后还是失败了。
And just like Eve, she thought there was no problem with having a conversation with Satan, but at the end, she failed.
就像我们啊有一个故事这么说啊。
And just like a story that goes.
啊，有一个人啊，认为说哇，他绝对可以战胜那种啊毒品的引诱啊。
And there was a person he thought that he could overcome all these drugs.
因此呢，他说：“你给我吃啊，来吸食毒品，我绝对可以战胜他。”
And he said, "Give me some drugs. Surely I will overcome the addiction to it."
啊，当然了，就挑战了 啊！有人说：“真的吗？好，我们来打赌啊！啊，我们来挑战你。”
And some people say, "Are you sure? Okay, we can go ahead and give you some drugs."
啊，你真的能够战胜毒品的引诱啊？我就给你100万。
If you're able to overcome the temptation of drugs, then I will give you $1,000,000.
如果你失败了，你要给我100万。
But if you fail, you have to give me another.
哇，这个人当然说，哇，好吧，我就跟你打赌，我可以战胜这个毒品的引诱，我要赚到100万。
So this person says, sure, I will take the bet. I will take your $1,000,000.
就开始第一天注射毒品。
So the first day, he started taking drugs.
啊，开始吸的那个毒品的药物。
And he started taking drugs.
啊，因此呢，一天、两天、三天呢。开始呢，到了某一天以后呢，人家把这个毒品把它停下来了。
So he had it for first day, second day, and third day, and then later on, people take out, remove the drugs from him.
然后这个人说：“拜托吧，再给我吧，我受不了了。”
But this person said, "No, please, don't take away the drugs from me."
他说：“100万呢？你不是说你可以战胜毒品的引诱吗？”
And that person say, no, it's $1 million. You said if you can withstand,
他说,
我宁可, then I'll give you $1 million. 我也要毒品啊。 But now he said, I'd rather give you $1 million.
因为没有毒品,
instead of taking the drugs from me, because without drugs, he feel like
所以呢,
dying.
其实呢, 人都是有肉体的软弱。
So in actual fact, every man has his
我们如果去,
own weakness.
靠近撒旦魔鬼的那些引诱的环境, 我们最后还是会失败。
So if we put ourselves into an environment that we will be tempted by Satan, surely we will fail.
这也是为什么主耶稣教导我们的祷告呢? 后面有一句话说, 不叫我们遇见试探。
So that's why when Lord Jesus teaches our Lord's Prayer, it says at the end, lead us not into temptation.
所以呢, 不要去接近撒旦魔鬼的试探。
So let us not get close to the temptation of Satan.
所以这里呢, 就是夏娃, 她靠近了撒旦魔鬼啊, 跟她的对话, 啊, 就靠近了这个试探。
So here from Eve, she was so close to Satan, that's why she was tempted.
所以后来她就失败, 她就犯罪了。
In the end, she failed and she
sinned. 再来呢, 她对于神的话, 并没有100%的, 啊, 忠实。
And also, she was not 100% faithful to the
words of God. 增加了那一句说不可以摸的那句话增加在里面。
She added the words of God.
到底呢这个是亚当啊传达的时候多了一句话还是说是夏娃自己所增加的我们就不知道到底这个过程怎么传承的。
So we're not sure whether maybe which was Adam when he conveyed a message, he added something, or maybe Eve herself added a line.
但是无论如何, 现在是夏娃, 她就是认为这句话是神所讲的。
But now you can just see that Eve thinks that God set this line.
那么就是把神的话已经做了一些改变。
So she twisted the words of God.
这也是犯罪的第一个原因。
And this is another reason why she committed sin.
今天呢, 我们要一定要对神的话有100%的忠实。
So today we have to be 100% faithful to the words of God.
我们不要把神的话呢做了啊，为了要配合个人的需要，然后做了适当的啊，做了一些需要自己的啊的一些改变。
We cannot change or twist the words of God just to accommodate ourselves.
因为当我们改变神的话语的时候，其实就是掉入了撒旦魔鬼的引诱了。
Because the moment we change the words of God, that is the moment we fall into the
神的话说什么就是什么，绝对不要有任何的啊模棱两可，任何的改变。
So whatever God said, that's 100% true. We cannot make any changes.
那接着呢，下来就是啊，蛇又对女人说了啊，一个最大的一个挑战。
And then
我们看第四节。
In verse 4, Genesis chapter 3, verse 4, this is another challenge that the serpent gave Eve.
第三章第四节，蛇对女人说，你们不一定死。
In verse 4, you will not surely die, the serpent said to the woman.
因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能够知道善恶。
5, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
在这里蛇呢, 对女人说, 你们不一定死。
Here the serpent said that you will not surely die.
啊, 我们如果按照希伯来文的查考呢, 他这里的翻译呢, 应该用一种, 哦, 强烈的否定句说, 你们一定不会死啊, 这样的话更符合原来, 啊, 蛇的一个用语啊。
So in the Hebrews, this line was saying, it's like you, it's absolute, you will absolutely will not die.
啊, 所以呢, 这句话其实是对神说的话是100%的相反。
So this shows that it was 100% contradictory to the words of God.
神说吃的日子必定死。
For God say, if you eat, you will surely die.
但是现在蛇说你们一定不会死。
But then the serpent say, you will surely not die.
而这个完全跟神的话是完全相反的话呢, 才有更大的, 啊, 一个挑战跟引诱。
And this is completely contradicted to the words of God, and that brought challenge to Eve.
那接着呢, 啊, 又会说了, 你们吃的时候呢, 就会像神一样知道善恶。
And then later on he said, if you eat it, you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
这就是蛇呢最大的引诱的能力。
And this is the greatest temptation of the serpent.
他这句话呢就要引起人的心里的骄傲啊，那种啊自大的动机。
And this phrase tempted or lead to the pride of man.
因为人啊吃了以后可以像神一样啊这么的伟大。
Because after they take the fruit, they will just like they will be like God.
那么我就要吃了，因为这是神。 不想让我跟他一样伟大，这是神这么小气的神啊！
And because we thought that if we can be like God, God wouldn't like it because he doesn't want us to be like him.
如果这是神啊，为了要让人不要啊跟他一样，所以才给我们这个命令，那这个神啊也没有什么了不起啦。
So if God doesn't want us to be like him by giving us this commandment, it shows that this God is not that great God. And if he is not a great God, why do we need to worship him? So if I can be like God, then I will be equal to God. And this is the temptation of the serpent. And because of this temptation, she was surely tempted.
人吃了以后, 可以跟神一样的伟大, 那么这个就是, 啊, 人的骄傲的动机。
And because she wanted to be, she had pride in her, that's why she wanted to be like God.
接着呢, 蛇, 啊, 这个女人啊, 就开始看这个食物了。
And then the woman started to look at the fruit in verse 6.
于是女人, 见那棵树的果子好做食物, 也悦人的眼目, 且是可喜爱的, 能使人有智慧, 就摘下果子来吃了, 又给她丈夫, 她丈夫也吃了。
6. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it.
所以呢, 这个时候, 女人啊, 夏娃, 就开始看这个食物。
So at that time, the woman started looking at the fruit.
就显得,诶,这个食物呢,啊,
and this fruit was good for food.
哇,而且可以让人的眼目啊,
and it was pleasing to the eye.
可以使人有智慧,更深,
and it also allowed you to gain wisdom, and just like God.
这些话语呢, 都是夏娃自己在对自己说的话。
And these are the things that she said to herself.
也可以看到一个人要犯罪的时候, 他都会首先先说服自己。
So we can see that when a person, before he commits sin, he will first persuade himself.
他一定要说服自己说, 诶, 我这个呢, 啊, 不算犯罪吧。
He first has to persuade himself by saying that this is not a sin.
我这样做反而可以让我得到更多的好处。
If I do this, it will bring me more benefits.
啊, 我这样做了, 如果得到更多的财富, 诶, 我可以拿来教会奉献。
If I do this and I gain more wealth, then I can offer more money to church.
刚好教会现在要买会堂啊, 啊, 刚好很缺钱用啊。
And now the church, they are buying another chapel. They surely need some money.
所以呢, 我去做这个事, 我可以得到很多的财富, 诶, 我可以来奉献啊, 那教会就可以有钱来盖会堂了。
So if I do this and I will gain more wealth, then I can offer that money to church later.
因此呢, 我做这个事情啊, 没有问题吧。
So then he or she persuade himself by saying that it's okay for me to do this.
可是当他不断地在跟自己说这些 话的时候，其实他就越来越靠近那个犯罪的地步了。
And when one person tried to persuade himself to commit sin, that is one step even closer.
所以我们说，一个人会犯罪呢，都会受骗，都因为他受骗了。
So when a person commits sin, it is the moment when he or she is being cheated.
第一个，他被魔鬼骗了。Firstly,
he was being tempted by the Satan.
被骗了，被魔鬼骗了。
Was being deceived by Satan.
因为魔鬼骗夏娃说, 你吃的日子一定不会死。
Because the Satan said, when you eat it, you will not surely die.
啊, 而且会像神一样。
And also you will be like God.
就是撒旦在骗, 啊, 这个, 啊, 夏娃。
And that is when Satan deceived Eve.
所以呢, 第一个他被魔鬼骗了。
So firstly, she was deceived by Satan.
第二个他也被自己骗了。
And secondly, she was also deceiving herself.
她自己在说服自己说, 诶, 这个可以做食物。
She had to convince herself by saying that this is good for food.
而且是可喜爱的。
And this is also pleasing to the eye.
而且可以使人有智慧。
And also allowed me to gain wisdom.
当然了, 这就是跟神一样咯。
And of course, after gaining the wisdom, she would be like God.
对,她用这些话来骗自己。
So she was saying these words to deceive herself.
所以她最后就吃了, 这三个果, 就犯罪了。
And at the end, she ate that fruit of good and evil, and she sinned.
而且还不是她一个人吃,
and she did not only eat by herself.
还给她的丈夫吃,
she even gave some to her husband.
我们看到呢, 英文呢, 写得更详细, 说, 这个丈夫是跟她在旁边一起的那个丈夫啊。
And here you can say in the English version, it says that the husband was with her.
啊, with her 嘛, 对。 With her 呢, 这个英文的 with her 啊, 就是说跟她在一起的那个丈夫, 当然这个在一起也可能是生活在一起, 或者是现场就在旁边的那个丈夫啊。
So what it says was with her could mean that the husband was with her, living with her, or could be physically with her at that time.
但是呢, 我们在这里看得到, 应该就在旁边。
But we could interpret that he was actually with her at that time.
所以呢, 他才能够马上, 丈夫也拿来吃了。
That's why he could eat it immediately.
然后两个人同时眼睛就明亮了。
And then the both of them, at the same time, their eyes were opened.
然后就知道自己是赤身肉体的。
And they realized they were naked.
这就是罪的, 啊, 罪的羞耻。
And this is the shame of sin.
因此就编作啊，就拿无花果树的叶子来编作裙子，来遮盖自己的羞耻。
So then they used the fig leaves to cover themselves.
后来神呐 跟他们讲话，就知道他们已经犯罪了。
And when God spoke to them, then He also realized that the two of them have already sinned.
所以呢，我们为什么花这么长的时间要来查考这个三章一节到七节
？So why do we spend so much time to study chapter 3, verse 1 to 7?
因为这一段话啊，放在启示录啊，放在创世纪的第三章，这个是一个整个圣经的开始。
And this is the beginning of the book of Genesis, and also the beginning of the Bible.
这也是谈到人类犯罪的开始。
And it's also the beginning of the sin of mankind.
而这会成为一个人类犯罪的一个模型。
And this is the model of man's sin.
因为亚当夏娃会这样的犯罪，代表人类也都会因为这样子而来犯罪。
Because simply because Adam and Eve would sin in such a way shows that all mankind will also sin in such a way.
所以亚当夏娃犯罪的模式，成为今天人类也都会。按照这个方式来犯罪。
So this model of man committing sin will last all mankind.
所以我们今天要在亚当夏娃犯罪的模式上来得到警醒。
So that's why we have to look at this example and be examined and remind ourselves.
第一个，不要跟撒旦魔鬼有任何的接触。
And first is not to have any contact with Satan.
不要跟他讲话。
And do not start a conversation.
不要靠近他们。
And do not get close to him.
第二个呢，不要把神的话增加了啊，扭曲了，改变了。
And secondly, do not add or twist the words of God.
第三个，不可以怀疑神所说的话语。
And thirdly, do not doubt the words of God.
神说一定会死，就是一定会死，绝对不要把它改变了。
So when God say you will surely die, it means that you will surely die. Then you should not change.
不要想要跟神一样那么的骄傲。
And then you should not be proud and want to be like God.
所以不要被魔鬼骗了。
So that you will not be deceived by Satan.
也不要被自己的的欲望所骗了。
And do not be deceived by your own desires.
因为人呢，为了要说服自己去做犯罪的事情，也不断的在说服自己，告诉自己找各样的理由啊。
For when a man wants to sin, he will convince himself more and give himself more reasons to commit a sin.
而这就是人类找出的理由啊，让自己去犯罪。
And that is the early reasons why man committed sin.
而且最后呢，不止自己犯罪，还要找她的丈夫也一起来犯罪。
And not only himself or herself commit sin, but he will.
所以人呢，有时候很奇怪，说我一个人呐，犯罪了我还不甘心，我要找旁边的人一起犯罪啊。
That's why a lot of people they won't sin by themselves. They will find people and to sin with.
好像呢，只有我一个人犯罪呢，觉得很孤单，我要找另外一个人也一起犯罪，两个人就有伴了。一起来当罪人啊。
As if it's too lonely to commit sin by yourself, you have to find a partner to sin with you.
其实就是人类的软弱啊。
And this is the weakness of man.
所以最后就知道自己赤身肉体的羞耻出现了。
And at the end, they realized they were naked and they were shameful.
所以今天我们要在亚当夏娃犯罪的模式上来得到警醒。
So today we have to be alert from the sin of Adam.
罪就是这样进入了世界。
And that's how sin entered to the world.
我们看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章十二节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 12.
罗马书第五章十二节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 12.
这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because all sinned.
十三节，没有律法以先，罪已经在世上；但没有律法，罪也不算罪。
13, but for before the law was given, sin was in the world, but sin is not taken into account when there is no law.
十四节，然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的，也在他的权下。亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预像。
14, nevertheless, death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, just as Adam, who was in the pattern of the one to come.
好，这里就是记载了罪是从一个人入了世界。
So here it says that sin came from entered the world through one man.
当然就是从亚当开始呢犯罪了，所以罪就进入世界。
And that came from Adam when he committed sin. That's how sin entered the world.
那从亚当到摩西之间，虽然还没有律法。
So even there from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, there were no law.
但是呢，罪已经在世上了。
However, sin was already in the world.
因为从亚当到摩西之间，死亡已经做了王了，所以已经有判定人世人都有罪。
And during that time, death also already reigned, so that determined the death of man.
因此呢，啊，罪就在这个世界上掌权了。
So it shows that sin reigned over the world.
我们就说呢，这就是啊，从亚当到摩西之间的啊，这个罪呢，我们就称之为本罪啊，称为原罪。然后从摩西以后的律法就叫做本罪。所以一个叫原罪，一个叫本罪。
So from the time of from Adam to Moses, it's we call it original sin.
Yeah, 对。然后从律法以下叫做自己的本罪 ，personal sin.
So from Moses onward, that's we call the sin as the personal sin.
所以呢，我们说罪有这两大类。
So we can categorize sin to two different categories.
一个是原罪，一个是本罪。
So one is the original sin, and the other one is personal sin.
原罪就是从亚当传下来的罪。
So original sin is the sin that came from Adam.
而本罪就是个人从出生就开始犯的罪。
And personal sin is when you are born, that's the sin that you possess.
但是这些呢，我们都在耶稣基督里面来得到救赎。
But all these sins were able to be saved.
也许有人会说，神怎么会这样审判？好像不太公平。
And some people may ask, how could God punish in such a way?
我又没有跟亚当一样的罪啊，为什么我要承受亚当下来的那个原罪呢？
And they think that we don't have the same type of sin as Adam. Why do we have to carry on this kind of sin?
为什么神要这样判定呢？
Why did God have to be judged?
我都没有跟亚当犯一样的罪，为什么我要承受亚当那个罪的刑罚，就是死亡？
For I did not commit the sin that Adam committed. Why do I have to be punished and go and
而死亡了
and die?
神为什么要这样判定？
So why did God has to judge in such a way?
其实这样的判定呢，啊，是为了后面耶稣基督的救赎做准备。
And this kind of judgment is a preparation for Jesus' salvation plan.
因为亚当一个人犯罪，人类都被判了罪。
Because when Adam committed sin, the whole mankind is also committed sin.
啊，被判罪啊 ，they were condemned.
They were being condemned.
啊，所以亚当一个人犯罪，结果人类都被。定罪了。
And just because Adam committed sin, the entire mankind was being condemned.
而因为耶稣一个的救赎，所以人类也都可以一起被救赎。
And just because the salvation through Jesus Christ Himself, the entire mankind can be saved.
这就是从一个人面对全世界的一个相对的比例。
So it shows a proportion of one person to the entire world.
所以今天我们能够在耶稣基督的救赎之下，我们也可以赦免我们的罪。
So if we're able to enjoy the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ, and then we will our sins will be forgiven.
所以不管是原罪或是本罪都没有关系，因为我们都得到耶稣的救赎而赦免了我们的罪。
So regardless, we have original sin or personal sin, our sins will be forgiven through Lord Jesus Christ.
这是主耶稣今天教我们的祷告说，说要免我们的债，就是赦免我们的罪的原因。
So that's the meaning of Lord Jesus in his prayer, saying that forgive us our debt. It means that we have to our sins are forgiven.
如果没有把这个罪呢得到解决的话，我们的祷告也没有办法达到神那里去。
So if our sins are not resolved, and then our prayers will not be able to reach God.
因为这个罪呢，会像一个乌云一样把神跟我们之间把它隔开了。
Because sin is just like a cloud that will separate us from God.
我们请看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
59章。
Isaiah chapter 59.
以赛亚书59章第一节。
Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1.
59章第一节。
Chapter 59, verse 1.
耶和华的膀臂并非缩短，不能拯救；耳朵并非发沉，不能听见。
Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear.
第二节，但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。
But your iniquities have separated you from your God; your sins have hidden his face. Your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear.
所以这里呢，就说到了神的膀臂并不是缩短的，不能拯救。
So here it says that the arm of God has not short, is not too short to save.
因为神其实还是全能的神
For God is still the Almighty God.
他可以拯救任何一个人。
He can save any man.
可是他为什么今天没有办法听我们的祷告来拯救我们呢？
But why is he not hearing our prayer and not saving us today?
因为我们的罪孽呢，使我们与神隔绝了。
And just because our iniquities have separated us from God.
所以神没有办法听我们的祷告了。
So that's why God is not able to hear our prayer.
所以这个罪呢，就成为一个阻挡。
So this the sin became our hindrance.
他把神跟我们人类的祷告就隔开了。
And he separated us from our prayer to God.
我们的祷告也没有办法让神听见了。
And our prayers were not able to be heard by God.
那当然呢，神也不会来拯救我们。
And of course, God would not come and save us.
甚至呢，曾经有一个故事这么说啊。
And once there was a story.
在一艘船里面呢，遇到了船难。
And there was a boat, and they were in trouble.
然后每个人呢，都要向他的神祷告。
And Aaron was praying to their God.
然后呢，就有一个人他说我赶快向我的神祷告。
And one person said, I will quickly pray to my God.
但是呢，其实大家都知道这个人是坏人。
But we all know this person was a bad person.
这个人呢，常常去偷窃、抢劫这个做了很多淫乱的事情。
And he was a robber, and he did many bad things.
然后结果呢，其他的基督徒就跟这个坏人说，请你不要祷告啊。
And other Christians said that, please don't pray.
那这个人就说：“为什么呢？你们都对祷告，为什么我不能祷告
？”And he thought, why everyone is praying? Why can't I pray?
就其他的基督徒就跟他说：“请你千万不要祷告，你一祷告神就知道你在这里，那我们全部都会因为你而完蛋了。
”And because if you pray, and when God knows that you're here, and all of us will be in trouble.
神就会处罚你，结果我们这些人全部都一起受你的连带，我们一起会死亡
啊。And God will punish you, and just because of you, all of us will die.
所以拜托你千万不要祷告。
So please don't pray.
赶快去躲起来。
Just go hide
yourself. 当然了，在神面前他也是躲不起来的啦。
And of course, he couldn't hide himself in front of God.
可是这个故事其实要告诉我们说，神不会听罪人的祷告。
But the story tells us that.God will not listen to the praise of the sinner.
神反而是那个罪人的祷告呢，他会更严重的受到神的惩罚。
And because of the prayer of the sinners, this person, the sinner, will be punished even worse.
所以呢，神绝对呢是会听义人的祷告，不会听那个罪人的祷告。
But God will surely hear the prayer of the righteous.
所以今天我们一定要先在神面前得到罪的赦免。
So first, we have to get our sins.Move removed before God.
我们才有办法来到神的面前来让神听到我们的祷告。
Then God will able to hear our prayer.
那么这世界上呢一定要有那种常常认罪的这样的祷告。
So in our life, we should have prayers that we often ask for forgiveness.
所以主耶稣呢特别讲到有两种人的祷告。
So Lord Jesus said there were two types of prayers.
第一个是法利赛人的祷告。
The first type is the prayer of the Pharisees.
第二个是税吏的祷告。
And the second one is the prayer of the tax collector.
而这两个人的祷告呢，就得到不同的结果。
And these two prayers or these two people have different consequences.
我们来看路加福音十八章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节到十四节呢，这段经文就是讲到法利赛人跟税吏的两种祷告。
So in chapter 18 verse 9 to 14 talks about the two prayers of the Pharisees and the tax collector.
第一种是法利赛人的祷告。
And the first type is the prayer of the Pharisee.
第九节。
Verse 9.
耶稣对那些仗着自己是义人、藐视别人的人设一个比喻。
Verse 9. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable.
第十节，说有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
10. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector.
十一节，法利赛人站着自言自语地祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索，不义奸淫，也不向这个税吏。
11. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself.God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like the tax collector.
十二节，我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
12. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get.
十三节，那税吏远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只捶着胸说：“神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。”
13. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me, I, a sinner."
十四节，我告诉你们，这人回家去，比那人倒算为义了，因为神凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
14, I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
法利赛人自以为是义人，其实他不是义人啊。
The Pharisee, he thought he was a righteous man, but he was not one.
可他却自以为是义人。
But he thought he was one.
因为他说，我不像别人勒索不义奸淫。
He said, I'm not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers. And I even fast twice a week.
我还捐上十分之一,
and give tenth.
我都做了这些法律上律法上所规定的这些行为, 我都做到了。
For I have done everything that is written in the law.
所以我是一个义人。
So therefore, I am a righteous man.
法利赛人就是用这些行为来定义一个义人的。
So the Pharisee, he uses all these behaviors to determine whether he was a righteous man or not.
但是神啊, 眼中的义人不是只有在行为上遵守律法而已啊。
But the righteous man in the eyes of God is not determined by the behaviors.
神眼中的义人啊, 乃是要跟神有正确的关系。
So the righteous man in the eye of God is to have a correct relationship with man.
在神面前能够常常反省自己认罪悔改的人, 这个才会有机会成为义人。
A righteous man is someone who always examined himself.
所以呢，神所看重的反而是那个税吏的祷告。
So God rather liked the prayer of the tax collector.
因为他知道自己犯罪。
Because he knew that he knew he committed sin.
所以他捶胸责备自己。
That's why he beat his breast and blamed himself.
他说：“神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。”
And he said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner."
所以他认罪了。
So he committed his sin.
所以他跟神求赦免这个罪。
And he asked God to forgive his sins.
主耶稣说了，这个人回家比那个法利赛人更算为是有义的人。
So Lord Jesus said, this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God.
所以呢，求神赦免我们的罪呢，这变成我们要常常反省自己的一个祷告。
So in our prayer, we have to always ask God to forgive our sins.
我们要常常反省自己的生活。
We have to always examine ourselves.
我们今天所做的这一切, 我们所说的一切的话, 有没有得罪神?
So everything we do or everything we said, we have to ask ourselves whether we have sinned against God.
我们不是在做给人家看的。
We don't do this to show off.
我们也不要以为别人看不见就不知道。
And we shouldn't assume that people don't see what we do and
我们看到了,
they don't know.
大卫呢，他犯了淫乱的罪, 又犯了杀人的罪。
And King David, he had committed adultery, and he also committed murder.
可是呢，他是暗中所做的，没有人知道。
And he did it in secret, and no one knew about it.
神却告诉了拿单先知，叫他来责备大卫。
However, God told the prophet Nathan and asked the prophet Nathan to rebuke King David.
神就把大卫暗中所做的事情呢，把它公开出来了，让 拿单先知知道了，才能够来责备他。
And God had revealed things that David had done in the secret in broad daylight.
所以我们知道呢，人所做的事情啊，绝对无法在神面前隐藏起来。
So we know that things that man has done cannot be hidden in the eyes of God.
所以呢，我们绝对呢不可能可以躲过神的这个鉴察。
So we cannot hide ourselves from God.
我们就只好在神面前赶快认罪，赶快悔改，还可以得到赦免。
So we have to come before God, admit our sins, and ask for forgiveness.
我们就像祷告文这句话说，求神赦免我的罪。
And just like what it says in the Lord's Prayer,
forgive our debts.
Forgive our debts.
让我先认罪，然后我就求神赦免，我才能够来到神面前。 来得到神的垂听。
So we have to first acknowledge and admit our sins, then we'll ask God for forgiveness.
这就是我们信仰的一个最基本的条件。
So this is the basic requirement of our faith.
我们的信仰呢，就是要常常的不断的从认罪的祷告做开始。
So our faith should start by admitting our faith.
可是呢，当我们认罪做开始，最后是要从赦免的罪，然后而欢喜快乐的感谢神。
But when we ask for forgiveness at the end, we have to be joyful that God has forgiven our sins.
所以我们最后会欢喜的来结束祷告。So
at the end, we will conclude our prayer.
因为我们又再次得到神的赦免了。Because
once again, we receive forgiveness from God.
我们又可以好好的来过新的生活了。Then
we can live a new life.
所以呢，这个认罪祷告做开始，而赦免 啊、做结束。
So we should begin our prayer with asking forgiveness and admitting our sins, and at the end, God will conclude our prayer with forgiving our sins.
我们呢，在这样的祷告的啊头跟尾啊，这样做一个开始，做这样的结束，我们有一个新的一个啊反省的一个过程，而得到啊一个新的面貌跟新的开始。
So through this beginning and end, we can have a new beginning and new life.
我们起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
294首。
294.